It's getting warmer. I don't need to wear it out anymore. So now you can see the broken headphone again.
I thought you was going like, you can see the gun show. The way you went like that, you can see the gun show.
What's the Liv Morgan thing? Is it that?
I'm not doing it, and I think it is that. But I'm not doing it.
She does it like weirdly, and I can't do it like the way that she does it. It looks, can you please just do it?
God, no.
Can you do the Dele Alli thing then?
Just show me how it's done.
Dele Alli thing.
Dele Alli thing. That's over the eye, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I'm Batman.
No, the Dele Alli thing is the flame out when you're 20.
Justice!
I'm sorry, Dele Alli.
I'm not.
Anyway, the reason why we're talking about footballers is because we're doing a football episode. The England squad was announced, so we're going to go through it and give our reactions to it. Yep, and please, as the text call goes along underneath Liam, do everything that it says below. Check out our main episode this week, which was about the Monster Raven Looney Party, and all our other main episodes. There was a tournament episode last week about 2000 songs. So, yeah, let's do this. Goalkeepers first, Mitch.
Goalkeepers first. So, we've got the three goalkeepers, Sam Johnstone, Jordan Pickford, and Aaron Ramsdale.
Yeah.
So, what you pretty much expect. I mean, Johnstone, I suppose, is new. Like he's been playing well for Palace, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
I thought Butland. Butland got a call up.
They were talking about Butland possibly getting a call up from because he's been playing for Rangers, but he didn't go through. It was Sam Johnstone.
Is that because they realised that playing for Rangers is like playing in the National League?
Hey, back in the day, man, we used to pick quite a few teams, players from Rangers.
Yeah, that was back then.
Yes, Sam Johnstone.
Football.
Yeah, Sam Johnstone. Sam Johnstone does play for Palace. Yes. Other than Pickford, Ramsdale, they're the main two kind of thing. Ramsdale hasn't been getting any games at Arsenal though, and it's sad to see.
He keeps
really
making mistakes, bruv. A lot of mistakes.
When he gets a game, he does make a mistake.
So what we've got is we've got a goalkeeper that is not performing as well as he was, and when he does play, he makes a mistake, which normally either costs you the game or puts you under immense pressure. We've got a goalkeeper that's playing well from a team that's currently sitting 14th place and there's a minus 15 goal difference. And a goalkeeper from a team that's had more points deductions than fucking hot dinners. It's currently got a minus 10 goal difference and sits 16th.
But they're only 16th because of the points deductions kind of thing. Pickford hasn't been so bad this season. Pickford always does well for England, as we all know.
Yeah, but I think this is the one position where England are very, very weak. Very weak.
I mean, as I said, Pickford has been overperforming a lot when he has been in this position, like there for us. I mean, but then other options that we've got, I mean, Dean Henderson hasn't really been doing too great.
His chance came and gone. I think it was the last tournement. Remember, well, before the tournament,
he's playing second fiddle to Sam Johnstone. I've just googled. The other person is Nick Pope. He's at Newcastle, but he hasn't been performing well, really.
I don't think it helps that Newcastle in general have come off the boil since they got knocked out of Champions League.
They've come
off the boil.
A lot of injuries. Lot of injuries there, kind of thing. The other name is Fraser Forster, but like he's past it now. So
been and gone.
Yeah.
There was a time where Fraser Forster was like England's number one, like future number one. He was going to be the guy.
I mean, they're quite old. Other than Ramsdale and Sam Johnston, everyone else is like 30 or over. Dean Henderson, I suppose, is, but you know.
So we're saying basically the future of England's goalkeeping is M2 at the moment.
I think Ramsdale
would be a good shout, but he needs to start focusing more.
I think he needs regular games. Possibly. If he's not going to play regularly, he needs to leave.
He needs regular games. So, yeah, he needs to go somewhere.
We're going on to defenders
now. Yep, we've got to defenders.
So, defenders, we've got Jared Branthwaite, Ben Chilwell, Lewis Dunk, Joe Gomez, Ezri Konsa, Harry Maguire, John Stones, and Kyle Walker.
Don't think Chilwell should be
there. So there's obviously the mixture of left backs, centre backs, and right backs there.
I don't think Chilwell should be in that team.
He's had an injury-plagued season, but so's Luke Shaw as well. And you're only going to take one of them because you know if you take both of them, you've got two injury-plagued fucking left backs.
I'd rather play Shaw. Shaw plays well for England. Shaw, Berto, Carlos, remember?
Yeah.
Give Chilwell a chance. I mean, they are playing friendlies, but they're, you know, Brazil's one of the friendlies, so, you know, still playing Brazil.
Belgium, innit?
It's not going to be. Yeah, Belgium's the other one, yeah, exactly.
And he'll get his pants pulled down on the fucking left-hand side.
Well, if we do, then we know that not to pick him. The other left back, I suppose, in that group, I mean, Joe Gomez can kind of play there. He's been playing there a couple of times for Liverpool.
He's been solid for Liverpool, really.
Joe Gomez has been one of Liverpool's like most consistent defenders this season. Yeah. He's played all across the back as well, and it's CDM. So, you know, it gives you that option as well. John Stones is another one that's been playing a lot at CDM. He gives you that option as well, but he's going to have to play centre.
John Stones has got a ping on him, mate. He's got a pass. Mm. He can ping a ball.
But he hasn't got a head like Maguire.
Do you know what? I'm very quick to criticise Harry Maguire, but I will give him credit where credit is due. Over the last month or so, he's become a different player.
But is that because he's getting regular football now rather than just sporadically playing?
Probably.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, Man United have had their ups and downs this season kind of thing, but you can't blame a lot of that on Maguire. Maguire's been pretty solid for them every time. I'm just trying to see if there's any other like centre backs. I don't know where Ezri Konsa kind of plays. I know he plays. Does he play centre back or does he play all across?
Who's Konsa? Plays for Villa.
He plays for Villa.
Yeah. Makes sense. Mm. Villa is sitting fourth, sitting pretty. Champions League.
It doesn't say.
No.
Ballon d'Orson? Where's Ballon d'Orson in this team?
I think he plays left.
Wolves.
For Konsa.
I think he plays left, even though he's right footed.
There's a lot. He's young. There's a lot of youth in this kind of the centre back there as well. I mean, Jared Branthwaite is playing for Everton at the moment. You know, he's got his call up.
Is that the guy that Haaland sat on his ass?
Yeah.
The big brother that Haaland just sort of bosh.
Long guy, yeah. Yeah. Lewis Dunk has been picked again. He's a good, I think, number three centre back behind like Maguire and Stones kind of thing. If we got injuries in CDM,
he's going to get the ball, but he's going to go through you to get the ball.
He's a British defender,
old fashioned centre back.
Yeah,
yeah. Say you had injuries in midfield and you had to put Stones in midfield, then you could put Dunk there, and I'd be comfortable having Dunk and Maguire next to each other. Carl Walker as well has been picked as well to play right back, as you expect. No Kieran Trippier, obviously, because of injuries. And the other right back is probably going to be either Konsa or Joe Gomez, I imagine. No Tomori again.
No.
Bullshit. It's bullshit.
Mark Gay, that plays for Palace, Gay. He's injured.
What about Trent? Is Trent injured too, or
Trent?
I think Southgate uses him more of a midfielder now, doesn't he?
Who's the kid who's playing at right back for Liverpool? Oh wait, he's not English.
Conor Bradley, he's Scottish.
He's Irish. We had this conversation actually because we didn't know if he had been capped or not.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, it's like you imagine for the friendlies, he will kind of rotate the squad. The people will get their time
rotate
to
rotate the whole squad. Everyone will get a chance. I would have thought.
Yeah. No Benjamin White, which is the big thing that a lot of people were saying about. He's obviously playing very well for Arsenal at the moment, particularly at right back. He apparently, his agent said that he requested not to be picked in this squad.
No, it was Adu. Adu rung Gareth Southgate and said he don't want to be picked.
Bro, yeah. This guy goes on like he's the best. He's the best player in the England team. So shut up. You play good for like 5 minutes. You're not better than Kyle Walker for starters. You'd be playing second fiddle anyway. So instead of sitting on the bench, you can sit at home. You go and sit on a fucking sunbed and look like Madge from fucking Benidorm a bit more. I don't rate Ben White. I don't care if he's been playing good this season. The only reason he looks good is because he's in an Arsenal team that is good. It's the only reason he looks good.
The reason they're saying the reason he's not wanting to go is because Gareth Southgate's second in command
berated
him big time in front of everyone.
Okay. Sometimes that has to happen, isn't it? If you can't handle it, then, you know, cry about it. Get on with it.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a couple of injuries. I'm just going to cut you off because you're going to just keep going on about fucking Ben White.
Yeah, I'll cut him out.
There's a couple of injuries that have kind of like derailed people from possibly getting their debuts. Rico Lewis, Levi Cole will. Levi Cole got picked in the last squad, I think. But they have been picked because of injury. Reece James, obviously injured as well, as always.
Permanently.
Yeah, he's...
He's Chelsea captain and he's injured.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we could get his sister to dress up like him? Because apparently she's not injured.
She's good as well. Yeah, awesome. Definitely.
Do you reckon James
won't be long until it'll be mixed teams?
Yeah. Tyrone Mings is injured as well. Connor Cody. These are all people that could possibly get picked in, like future squads and stuff.
You said about Tyrone Mings. I see a video of him rehabbing, and the amount of muscle loss that he's got on his right leg. From obviously, did he have knee surgery?
I think he did like ACL.
The amount of muscle he's like literally his left leg, wham as fuck. Because Tyrone Mings is a big geezer. His right leg looks like mine. It's just like tiny. Yeah. I'm like, right, how's he going to get it back? That's crazy. So he's probably going to be out for.
Got a good couple of months still.
Yeah, he's got a while.
He may not be able to make this English.
How old is Mings?
I want to say mid-20s.
Late 20s?
26, 27, I would have said.
He's 31.
He's
31.
Mings is never going to be the same. It's a shame, because I like him. I think he's a good player. Bit of a unit.
Yeah. I'd say no Eric Dier as well, even though he's just gone to Bayern Munich and, you know, it's quite early in the loan spell. Well, I'd say to pick him, I suppose. Another one that gives you options for like future squads, right back, centre back, CDM.
Yeah, but maybe this is the right time to pick him because he's high on life because he's playing football regularly. He's back with Harry Kane.
Yep. Might actually win something if they get her out together and buy them.
I've been
there. I can see Leverkusen.
We'll take care of them, don't worry.
Okay, that's all the defenders. Midfielders? Yep.
Midfielders, we've got Jude Bellingham, Conor Gallagher, Jordan Henderson.
Fuck's sake!
Cole Palmer, Declan Rice, and the recent one that's just been added, Kobbie Mainoo.
Bruv, listen. On the piggyback of what you've just said about Eric Dier being too early in the loan, if Eric Dier is too early in his loan stage, then why is Jordan Henderson there?
Best friends in it.
Because all Jordan Henderson's done for Ajax is chase down the goalkeeper to win a throw-in and then he celebrated to the fans. That is embarrassing. He fucked off to Saudi for blood money. Didn't get paid any. Fucked off to Ajax. He's done fuck all. And all they keep saying is you're playing shit. Why is he in that team?
Well, he's a leader, and more importantly, like,
why is he in that team and Ward-Prowse isn't?
Well, what's Ward-Prowse got? A free kick.
What's Henderson got?
Leadership, as I said, and experience. People look up to him in the squad.
What fucking leadership? Well, no, he's not very tall, so he still looks to help people. But
well, still, let's start from the beginning. All right, we'll skip Henderson when we get to him now. Bellingham was the first one, obviously.
First name on the team sheet.
Whereas before, like in the World Cup and stuff, we were playing him as a centre midfielder, like in a 4-3-3. I feel like now is the good place to put him as a cam, like he plays for Real Madrid. Behind Harry Kane, behind Kane, with Kane and Bellingham, like we got the two most informed players in two separate leagues that aren't the Prem. It's crazy.
You just get Bellingham, you put him in cam, and you just say to him, just go. Just do what you want. Exactly. Do what you want, do what you're doing, just go.
Yeah.
Because he is something else.
Yeah. Next was Conor Gallagher. I mean, solid choice, I suppose. He's getting games for Chelsea.
Wank. Wank.
Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer overrated. Is definitely not a midfielder.
He's doing well for Chelsea.
I like Cole Palmer.
He's overrated, though. He's definitely not a midfielder. Everyone's wetting themselves over him. He's not that good. He really isn't.
He can take a penalty.
I can take a penalty.
So they're going to be playing Cole Palmer down the middle.
I mean,
that's what we're going to get from this, because that's where else are they going to put him?
I'd rather play Phil Foden or Alexander Arnold in centre mid than him.
Oh yeah, but Alexander
or even out wide.
Yeah, that's why they brought in Kobbie Mainoo, because he's plays that position for Man United and he's been beasting it so far from what I've seen. Yeah, very strong.
Arrow
19.
Okay, he's older than I thought he was.
He's a year younger than
Bellingham. That's crazy.
I would seriously consider playing him next to Declan Rice, who's the other player that you want in that kind of position. And you have like both of them as like destroyers as CDMs for those bigger games. You know, when we're playing the big teams, play him as the defensive option next to Rice. They just clean up and pass the ball to Bellingham and then we get going.
I'm glad Phillips isn't in that team. It shows that it shows that Southgate's got some sort of brain left.
Bellingham, Gallagher, Henderson, Mainoo, Palmer, and Rice.
Well, three
obviously
of those.
Rice is playing well for Arsenal.
Three of those I wouldn't have taken personally.
Why would you take it personally?
No, I'm just saying my personal opinion. Rice is not one of them. I would have taken him. You'd be stupid not to.
Yeah. Conor Gallagher, Henderson, and Palmer.
Bingo.
Would you have taken Ezra instead then?
I thought he was in this team.
What, for Palace?
Yeah.
Yes. I'd have taken Ward-Prowse. And I'd have taken... I probably would have taken Foden as a midfielder.
Well, Foden's in this team as a forward.
Yeah, but if I took Foden as a midfielder, it opens up an extra forward. Foden can play both places. That's what I'm thinking.
Am I talking about forwards? Forwards.
Yep.
Jared Bowen, Phil Foden. Jared Bowen.
Oh, cool.
Jared Bowen.
Phil Foden, Anthony Gordon, Harry Kane, James Maddison, Marcus Rashford, Bukayo Saka, Ivan Toney, and Ollie Watkins.
That's a lot of forwards.
That's a lot. That's a lot of attacking players.
Yeah.
I still think they've taken Rashford. Rashford, out of all them, is the weakest one, I'd say.
The thing about Rashford is, though, is that, like he showed in the Wales game in the World Cup, that he can just turn on world-class and just be great. Yeah. That's just what he can do.
He's just got a terrible attitude.
Yeah, it's just inconsistent. He can be absolutely world-class and the best player on the pitch. Like, he scored that absolutely fucking great goal against Man City.
Manchester Derby, he just lamped it from fucking 30-odd yards, rattled it off the bar.
Exactly. He's capable of unlocking that and giving you something. So I do want to take him for that reason. But, yeah, there are so many other forwards on this list. I mean, obviously, we'll get the obvious ones out of the way. Harry Kane, 31 goals already in the Bundesliga. He's breaking records.
32. He's 32 now. He's broke the record. Yeah, he's broke the record. Yeah. He's broke the record. He's 32.
And the season's not even over yet. I mean, he's still going to get picked in that squad, even though Mitchell wouldn't pick him in the squad. No.
Which is to me is outrageous. Just outrageous.
It's about time we start thinking about the youth. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there's plenty of other strikers there, so
the future is now, Mitch. What are you talking about? Kane is still scoring 32 goals in the Bundesliga.
It is crazy, to be fair. He's scoring 32 goals in the Bundesliga, and that team is still
second. He's also kicking the goalpost as well.
Know thy enemy, Mitch.
Yeah.
Another is the name of the team sheet, even though he's not performing all that great, is Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
He's tired.
He's not been performing great, but he does the job.
Yeah, and he starts kind of thing, you know. If you're picking a front three, you probably go for Kane, Saka, Phil Foden was the other one. Sorry,
yeah.
Phil Foden. Problem with Foden is that he plays in the positions where we've already got stronger options. Well, for City,
he's not a first choice.
Exactly, he plays in CAM for City, where we're going to play Bellingham, and he plays right or he plays right wing for City, where we're going to play Saka, and he doesn't naturally go on the left wing. And you're either going to play him deeper or you're going to play him up top, which you're not, because Kane's there. So, yeah, that's the issue. Like, we've got to somehow mould him into being on the left wing. And why would we do that when we've got options Rashford. That we could put on the road, like Rashford or Madison? Madison, I think, is more there for the backup for Bellingham as a CAM, because, you know, that's just his natural position. With Jared Bowen is there on the right.
Anthony Gordon, he's on the right for the left.
He can play on the left. Bowen can play on the left.
Can he? He's been playing up top, actually, for West Ham recently, hasn't he?
He's left-footed. Yeah. Bowen's left-footed. He can play on the left. He's been playing on the right because Paqueta likes playing on the left. Well, actually, no, like I said, he's been playing up front. But Mikel Antonio has remembered that what you do is you get the ball. You see that? that net thing with the posts on it? You put the ball in the middle of those.
So yeah, he's the Anthony Gordon, I suppose.
I feel like Bowen has earned this call up. I definitely think he's earned this call up. Yeah, and yes, I agree that Gordon being in that team is. But like, he's earned that too.
I just think now this is a perfect opportunity for people that don't normally start for England when they get their chance to actually properly take it. Because I don't think anyone really took it last time when they did the friendlies.
I feel like the players that are going into like a very intense end of season kind of period that are playing for the big teams like Kane, Saka, Foden, Boko, I don't feel they're going to get many international minutes because the managers will be saying, I don't want these players injured. So yeah. I feel like that's why there are so many forwards, because the likes of Kane isn't going to be playing as much, and same for Saka and stuff like that. So he's got like two kind of options for the wings on like Bowen, Gordon, and Rashford, all that. And then also two options at striker with Ivan Toney and Ollie Watkins, has only just come back from suspension, but he has already been scoring goals like since he's come back.
This, and Ollie Watkins, this is, This is a perfect opportunity for Ivan Toney to prove that he deserves to be in the team.
Mate, Ollie Watkins, something else, mate. Ollie Watkins is such a good player.
Yeah. Got injured, though, against West Ham, didn't he?
No, he already had a knock.
Oh, no, he got injured against Ajax, and then he played against West Ham, yeah.
I tell you now, if Bowen gets injured playing for England, I'm going to shit on Gareth Southgate's windscreen. I'm going to shit all over it. I swear to God, I'm not getting...
Dean Ashton
all over again, I swear to God. Which, think about it, if anything happens to him, Danny Dyer's going to be on his door, bruv.
Both of which them. One?
Yes.
Danny's Dyer. Yeah.
Well, Danny Dyer squared.
So, if you're going to rotate this team, who would you start against Brazil?
Would you start the full strength squad and then go... reduce it at the second half?
Yes.
I think it would depend on what team Brazil put out. If Brazil were putting out a strong team at first, then you do as well.
No, I thought you put a strong team out anyway.
Yeah, put a strong team out.
Battle.
Lay the ground.
Yeah.
And then
set the tone. Go out there and just like, these might be friendlies, mate, but we ain't here to have fun.
Okay, so Pickford in goal.
Pickford in goal, Maguire Walker. And Stones, Walker, and probably Chilwell.
Nah, fuck him.
Gomez. Yeah, Gomez.
Fuck Chilwell. Yeah. Chelsea shit.
Yeah,
and then we go with Rice. Henderson, Rice, and Bellingham.
No.
Yeah,
Rice.
Or either.
No, fuck it. Rice, fuck, go full strength. Fuck it. You want to say full strength? I'll back you with what you said about Mainoo. Fuck it. Rice, Mainoo, Bellingham.
I don't think he's going to... If anything, I reckon Mainoo's going to get about 10, 15 minutes both games.
Nah. It's either that, or if you're going... you could drop Bellingham back to where he was playing for England as a CM, as like an out there after Rice does the tackling and stuff, and put Foden as cam.
You could do, but then you're sort of like... Not necessarily suffocating Bellingham, but you're restricting him for doing what he's best at.
I think he's going to go with Bellingham as a cam.
Personally, I'd go Rice Henderson.
Henderson Bellingham.
Nah, yeah. I say Mainoo just because I don't rate Henderson.
And then it's going to be probably Kane, Saka, and Rashford. I reckon.
That's probably what he'll choose. I wouldn't. I'd probably go. I'd be biased. I go Kane, Saka, and Bowen.
I would say try someone else there, but. It's probably going to be Rashford because they haven't really got a left-sided forward, really, out of all them. On the left side apart from Rashford.
I was going full strength from the beginning and then Rashford on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but I'd personally rotate it right from the beginning kind of thing. Get everyone as many minutes as possible, and
what's actually going to happen? It's going to be Rice, Henderson, and Calvin Phillips.
Late call up.
Yeah.
No. It's just Calvin Phillips, just shaving his head and wearing Bellingham shirt.
Yeah.
Just going to pretend.
But yeah. But we're not going to react to the friendlies when they actually happen.
No.
I'm not even going to watch them. I'll be honest. I won't even watch them.
We'll probably do this again when they announce the European squad, right? European squad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's going to be a reaction to the Premier League when it ends as well.
We were miles off.
Terrible predictions.
So far, miles off.
Who won last time? Was it Mitchell won last time or did you win? You won last time. All right. Yeah.
I'll come second.
I backed Haaland for a lot of things and it helped. I backed him to do a lot, and he got me through.
Yeah, well, yeah, the points will be low this season.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I've got my hot sauce ready.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because
at the moment, Luton is safe.
Forest got points deductions, and Luton are currently sitting 17th, a point clear.
Yeah. Well. Thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous Idle Chats on all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.